Morning. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11. Deuteronomy 11, verses 1 through 15. 1 through 15. Deuteronomy 11, verse 1. You shall therefore love the Lord your God and always keep his charge, his statutes, his ordinances, and his commandments. And know this day that I am not speaking with your sons who have not known and who have not seen the discipline of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his outstretched arm, and his signs and his works which he did in the midst of Egypt to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and to all his land, and what he did to Egypt's army, to its horses and its chariots, when he made the water of the Red Sea to engulf them while they were pursuing you, and the Lord completely destroyed them, and what he did to you in the wilderness until you came to this place, and what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the son of Eliab, the son of Reuben, when the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them, their households, their tents, and every living thing that followed them among all Israel. But your own eyes have seen all the great work of the Lord which he did. You shall therefore keep every commandment which I am commanding you today, so that you may be strong and go in and possess the land into which you're about to cross to possess it, so that you may prolong your days on the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give to them and to their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land into which you are entering to possess it is not like the land of Egypt from which you came, where you used to sow your seed and water it with your foot like a vegetable garden. But the land into which you are about to cross to possess it, a land of hills and valleys, drinks water from the rain of heaven, a land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it from the beginning even to the end of the year. And it shall come about, if you listen obediently to my commandments, which I am commanding you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and all your soul, that he will give the rain for your land in its season, the early and late rain, that you may gather in your grain and your new wine and your oil. And he will give grass in your fields for your cattle, and you shall eat and be satisfied. Amen. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you for your word, and we thank you for this morning. We thank you that we can gather together and just be with each other and pray with you and hear your word. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will come just in your fullness, God, today, this morning, as we spend time with you. And we thank you for giving us this time, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I've been reading through Deuteronomy for my personal quiet time. And Deuteronomy, again, is kind of a sermon that Moses is giving to the people of Israel before they enter into the promised land, right? Moses is about to die. He knows he's about to go. So he's like giving his last words to the people of Israel before they enter into the promised land. But today, what I wanted to mainly focus on is verse 10 through 15. And lately, ever since the river, I don't know how many of us came to the river on Saturday, a few Saturdays ago, but Samantha was our worship leader, and she was leading, this song that was so simple, but it talked about the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And the song basically says something like, we want the fullness, we want the fullness, we want the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And it said, Shekinah glory come down, you know? And just talking about the fullness of the presence of God. And it just really stirred my spirit to desire for something that is greater than what we have now. And then for GIC, somebody wrote a prayer request, you know, said, oh, I've just been going through a dry time, a dry season. And I just kind of became convinced in my heart that God wants to satisfy us, you know. He wants to pour out the fullness of the Holy Spirit upon each and every one of us. And, you know, we don't have to be walking in this dry place. So I think, you know, of course, there are desert times, and God brings us through desert times sometimes to teach us. Or, you know, we go through desert times, whether it's from God or from ourselves or whatever, and there's great things to be learned in the desert. You know, we see the miracle of God. We get revelations from God in the desert time. But I believe God's desire for us and His original design and plan for us is to be fulfilled, for us to be satisfied in Him. You know, in Psalm 16:11, which is probably my favorite verse in the Bible now, it says, in the presence, what does it say? You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever. Right? God talks about this fullness of joy that is available in the presence of God. And I believe that's what we're, you know, that's what's offered to us, you know, that are Christians. That's what's offered to us that know and that have a relationship with God. This life that's full of joy, full of satisfaction, just full with the presence of the Holy Spirit. And that's what He wants to do. And this morning, I, you know, would like to encourage us and just speak this truth, you know, that God wants to satisfy us. And so if you read verse 11, it says, for the land into which you're entering to possess it is not like the land of Egypt from which you came, where you used to sow your seed and water it with your foot like a vegetable garden. But the land into which you're about to cross to possess it, a land of hills and valleys, drinks water from the rain of heaven. It's a land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it from the beginning even to the end of the year. So these three verses, I believe, is a great picture of grace. You know, we talk about grace and the mercy of God. You know what grace? Grace means that we receive something that we don't deserve, right? And I think for all of us, we're so used to this idea of earning something, you know? And that's what it says in verse 10. The land where you used to be, the land of Egypt, is where you had to work to get the produce from it. You know, you had to work, you have to water it, you had to, like, basically work and earn these blessings that would come from the land. But this land that you're entering into, that's the land where God's just gonna bless you. God's just gonna take care of the land. God's gonna pour out His rain, and you're not gonna have to work for it. You're not gonna have to work to get, like, you know, vegetables and produce from this land. And that's a picture of grace. You know, we're so used to, I think, this idea of performing to get something from God. You know, I mean, get something from this. I get something from anything. You know, we're always like, okay, I have to work really hard. I have to put my mind to it, and I have to put in all this effort, and I have to sacrifice this and that, and I have to do all these things just to get a blessing, you know, just to get a good thing. And that's, I think, how it operates in this world. But at least with salvation, it is all by God's grace, you know. We can't work for it. We can't do anything for it, but God just offers it to us. So it's not like, you know, you have to do all these things and try to earn your, I guess, acceptance, you know, into God's kingdom. You know, the video that we saw on Sunday, oh man, it spoke to me so much. I don't know if you saw it. I hope you saw it. You come early to church, because there's this great video, inspirational video that Kenny finds throughout the week, and he plays it for us. And this one especially, it was so moving. I was actually in tears before church started because of, well, I guess church starts when the video starts, but man, it's just Peter, and it's a modern kind of reenactment of Peter and Jesus after Jesus is resurrected. And Jesus comes to Peter, and Peter, you know, is all excited, and he's talking and talking, but Jesus asks him three simple questions, right? He says, Peter, do you love me? And it's so good. Just Peter is trying to, again, he's like trying to earn his love, and he says something. He says, Jesus says, Peter, do you love me? And Peter says, yes, you know that I do. But he's trying to like cover his mistake, you know, of denying him. So he just keeps talking. And Jesus kind of stops him and says, okay, then you feed my lambs, you know, feed my sheep. And then Peter's talking, okay, still talking. Jesus is like, Peter, do you love me? Peter's like, yeah, come on, Jesus, you know that I love you. Blah, 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 blah. And Jesus is like, that's fine then. You feed my sheep. And then a third time, Jesus asks him, Peter, do you love me? And Peter kind of stops and then he's like, I can't remember it. But then, you know, but Peter's heart is you know, like, it's not okay. Because Jesus, you know what Jesus says when he's resurrected? He sees Mary, right? And basically he says to Mary, Mary, go tell the disciples and Peter that everything is okay, right? And Jesus stops Peter and says, do you remember what Mary told you? And Peter's like, yes, I remember. And Peter says, but everything is not okay. What I did to you is so bad that if for my whole life, if I lived to make up for my mistake, it wouldn't be enough. And Jesus, you know, stops Peter and says, no, that's exactly what I did on the cross, that so that you don't have to live your whole life to make up for your mistake, because there is forgiveness and because there is healing and because, you know, there is grace. And Peter's just so moved. And when Peter said that line, he says, you know, if my whole life, if I lived to make up for my mistakes, it wouldn't be enough. And Jesus says, that's not true. Man, that really hit me. Because that could be my mindset. But I think that could be a lot of our mindset. You know, we feel like, man, if our whole lives we live to make up for our shortcomings, it wouldn't be enough because we're so bad, you know, because we're not good enough, because we make mistakes all the time, because we sin, blah, 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 you know. But that's a lie of the enemy, first of all. And Jesus came to, you know, and he paid the price on the cross. I mean, the very reason why Jesus died on the cross and paid the price is so that we don't have to live like that, you know? We don't have to live in condemnation, but we can receive grace. And that's what this is, you know, grace. It says, this land that you're about to cross, it's a land that drinks water from the rain of heaven. It's a land that the Lord cares for. And it's the eyes of the Lord are always on it. And I think a lot of us, we always feel like we have to fight for our own. You know, we have to fight for our lives. We have to fight for our own good. We have to, you know, make sure that we do everything that we can, everything that is in our power to protect our lives and make sure that it's going to be good. And the truth is that God is the one that fights for us, you know? That God is the one that takes care of us, and he's going to lead us. It's the same thing in Matthew 5 and Matthew 6, when Jesus says, look at the birds of the air, you know? They don't do anything to gather food into the barns, but your heavenly Father takes care of them. How much more will your heavenly Father take care of you? How much more important are you than birds? And look at the grass of the field. They don't do anything to clothe themselves, you know, to sow or whatever, but your Father God clothes them, you know, well, and even King Solomon wasn't clothed like one of these. How much more does your Father God care for you than the grass of the field? And how much more is he going to take care of you? And he's the one that fights for us. He's the one that will take care of us. And then we come to verse 14. He will give the rain, and verse 13, it shall come about if you listen obediently to my commandments, which I'm commanding you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and all your soul, that he will give the rain for your land in its season, the early and late rain, that you may gather in your grain and your new wine and your oil, and he will give grass in your fields for your cattle, and you shall eat and be satisfied. The Bible, when it talks about rain, it usually, it represents more than just physical rain. You know, it represents the blessing of God, the favor of God. You know, if you read, especially if you read through the prophecies, Isaiah always talks about how God's going to pour out his rain. He's going to pour out his new, his rain. And Joel talks about, you know, the latter rain of God that's going to come, that's going to pour out. And it's kind of linked to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, you know, upon the people. And that's the passage about your young men will see, I'm going to butcher it, young men will prophesy and old men will see dreams and visions and stuff like that. So the rain, it represents the blessing of God and the favor of God. And it says, he will give you the rain in its season. And I believe that's what he wants to do in our lives. That when we walk with him, when we have a relationship with him, we believe in him, God wants to pour out his rain in its in its according to your seasons. You know, whatever you're going through, God wants to pour out his rain upon us, and he wants us to be satisfied. I don't think we should be going through too many like extremely dry periods of life. And even if you are going through that, Deuteronomy, basically the main message is remember how God has always been with you, even through the wilderness, even through 40 years of wilderness time where they were basically just being disciplined for their mistakes, their lack of faith. God's presence was right there with them, and he led them, he protected them. So whatever you're going through, even if you're going through a dry season, you can rest assured that God is with you right now. And God doesn't want you to be dry. You know, I think he wants to pour out his spirit on you to satisfy you, you know, to, I mean, even if you've never had that experience, you need to have that experience of just being filled with the Holy Spirit and this joy, kind of the satisfaction that kind of comes up from within you, you know. Jesus in John 7 says, if you believe in me, this river of living water will flow out of you, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. And he's talking about the Holy Spirit. That's it. This is it right there. You know, the rain of God that will satisfy us, this river of life that flows from the innermost being. That's what we, I don't want to say entitled to, because that's very self-focused, you know, but that's what's available for us, you know. For those of us that believe in Jesus, we have this river of life available for us that will flow from our innermost being. So I just want to say to everyone that's kind of dry, let's just go before God, you know, and believe in his word that he wants us to be satisfied and come before him with that attitude like, you know, God, I am dry, but I know that it is not, this is not what you have for me. This is not your desire for me to stay dry. You know, I want to be so satisfied. I want to be so filled with satisfaction, so filled with joy, so filled with this life that comes from you, that you promise in your word. And I believe he'll do it, you know. And take some time away. If you are going through that, I would say take a long, extended time away just to be with God and figure these things out, you know. I think that's important. So, yeah, that's it. Hannah's going to come and lead us in worship. But let's just close our eyes and let's meditate on this passage. Let's meditate on this grace of God and how we don't have to work for it. You don't have to work for this rain of God that God wants to pour out upon you. It's all by his grace. So all we have to say is, God, we're hungry. You know, God, we need you. And God will come. And just ask him to come, you know, ask him to come. In Matthew, when Jesus is talking about prayer, he says, when you pray, go into the secret place, close a door and pray. And God who sees in secret, and God who is there in the secret place will reward you. And what that means is when you enter into the secret place, you're guaranteed the presence of God. You know, you don't have to wonder, oh, is God with me? Is God here? I don't feel his presence. It's not about your feeling. You're guaranteed the presence of God when you walk into the secret place to pray, right? Because it says God who's there in the secret place, your Father God who's there in the secret place. So sometimes feelings are not right. You know, feelings can be a lie, but you just know in the scripture that God is with you. So let's just go before him, trusting that he's there with us, and ask him to come and fill us and meet with us. So let's worship together.
You satisfy.
Let's just go before the Lord. Let's pray for ourselves. Let's pray and just ask Him to come and fill us up. And also pray for our church. If you know of anybody that's just going through a real dry season, a real time of just feeling, you know, like God is not near them, or you know, if you know of anyone like that, let's just lift them up. Let's intercede for them, and let's just pray that God would come and really satisfy them, really meet them with His presence, with His love. So let's pray together. Let's pray for our mission focus. Let's pray for Cambodia and Pastor O, who's there ministering there, and New Life Church, and Pastor Tang, who's the senior pastor of New Life Church and Center of Peace Orphanage, and also Philippines. The Solomon's Clinic is leprosy or ex-leprosy patients that are kind of still being healed and stuff like that. They're there. And also Mr. Jang, which is Jihei's father, who does a lot of ministry in the Philippines. And let's pray for Bhutan. And let's pray for the country and for the churches there. So let's pray together for those three countries. Let's pray for the SP Ministries. Let's pray for the IP team. And Matt is the leader, the new leader. Let's just pray for a smooth transition. And let's pray for just God's protection over them. Let's pray for Cascade. They just came back from Australia on Monday, yesterday. And they had a great time there. But let's just pray against any attack of the enemy. Now that they're back, let's just continue to pray for protection for them. And especially for Becky, the leader. And also, let's pray for the well. Let's pray for Larry as he heads this up. Let's just pray for God's anointing for healing, physical healing, to be upon us as a church. Let's pray for the three ministries. Let's pray for our house churches meeting today. Let's pray for MacDaddy, Tregunter, Causeway Bay, and Kowloon House Church. Let's pray for the presence of God there and real good time of fellowship and ministry. Let's pray for the leaders. Let's pray for our house churches. Pray for the SP move. Let's pray that God would bless us and lead us as we continue to seek after His guidance and His leadership in this area. And let's pray that our church will be just united and also be behind the vision that God has given to us. And let's pray for our town hall meeting as well that's coming up this weekend. Let's pray that our church members will be able to come out and that we'll just have a good time of discussion. The presence of God would be there. So let's pray for those things. Let's cover it. Father God, thank you for this day. We thank you for just your grace, for your word. And I pray, Father God, that we would be able to really walk in the fullness of your joy, in the fullness of your presence, God. I pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit to come upon each one of us, God, as we spend time with you throughout the day, as we spend time with you in the morning. I pray, God, just that you would release your Holy Spirit, that you will pour out your Holy Spirit, God, that we would be filled up in our hearts just with your Spirit. And we pray for our church as well, just many people, God, that are hungry, that are thirsty, that are dry, that you would come and meet with them, and that you will watch over them and bring them back into your presence. I just pray your blessing over everyone that's here, God, as they go off to work and go through it with the rest of this day. I pray for your presence to be with them, your favor and your protection, God. And we want to live this day for you, and we want to glorify you and worship you today. So be with us, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you guys. Have a great day today.